Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, welcome back to the program. Another hour of quality programming, I would suggest, as we present more of the Bucket Strategy Investing Show. We're doing all we can here in studio to keep you informed about your money and your money strategies. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here again with me from Lucia Capital Group. We're taking your phone calls and your emails, and we're ready to answer all of your money questions. You get to take part in this program. In fact, it's vital that you do so. You can talk to the Brain Trust, and there are several ways that you can do this. Now, we have some lines open right now, so jot down this number. Use it forthwith, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. We're going to be taking your calls first. We've got some folks on hold. We're going to go to them in less than 60 seconds. To send the Brain Trust your questions in email form, you can go to our website, wealthed.com, at the link that says Find Your Answer. We're here to help you out with any money situation that you might have. Professor Rick Plum, here this hour, as always, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Strategy plays a big role on this program. You know that. You need a bucket strategy. You know that too. One that's personalized to you, one that aims to meet all of your specific goals and your needs. The advisors at Lucia Capital Group can get your plan started. The number off the air, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. You know, everyone's situation is different. No two plans are alike, and of course, no two people are alike. You need to find out if you're on the right path to retirement. Number off the air again, 800-644-1150. That's at Lucia Capital Group on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I have some folks that have been hanging on for a little bit, so we're going to take the calls first. Got a lot of stuff to talk about this hour, undoing Roth conversions, et cetera, but we will take your calls at 877-PLANNER. Let's continue along. Joni, thanks for hanging on in Las Vegas. Joni, how can we help you today?
Yes, I'm just wondering. I understand that my ex-spouse would have to be 62, and I'm assuming I would have to be at least 62 to qualify for any portion of his spousal benefit. And he's married and I'm single. We were married for 17 years, and that was 20 years ago. Just wondering, what is the equation for figuring the spousal benefit?
Well, the spousal benefit has to do with, in this case, your ex's full retirement age benefit. And so what you would need to do is find out what his full retirement age benefit is. It doesn't matter when he starts taking his benefit, 62, 70, any of the 95, you know, 4 months in between. It's a matter of what is his full retirement age benefit. Now we go to look at you. How old are you going to be when you potentially apply for that benefit? If you are full retirement age or better, when you apply for the spousal benefit, you're eligible for 50%. If you apply for a spousal benefit prior to full retirement age, you get less than 50%. Now, how old are you right now?
I am 61.
61. So your full retirement age is, we'll call it 66 and 2 months. But so if you were to apply at 62, if he was old enough and you applied at 62, notwithstanding your own benefit at this point, you would receive just shy of 35%, maybe 34% of his full retirement age benefit. And again, that assumes he's 62 and you're eligible for all the other issues. So it's a reduced benefit from his full retirement age benefit, regardless of what he's receiving.
Okay. All right. And then I really don't know how much money he makes, and I guess there's some documentation I would have to gather up, and I probably wouldn't do any of this until I am full retirement age. And that's only if I'm still single at the time, right? I would have to be single.
Yes. And now let me ask you this. You've looked at what your benefit looks like, correct?
Right.
What is your benefit projected to be?
$1,614 a month.
Don't worry about the spousal benefit. You will never get it.
Oh, okay.
You're 61. You were not born in time to have a restricted application available to you when you get to full retirement age. So no matter when you apply for your benefit, you're going to have to apply for your benefit first. And your benefit is larger than any spousal benefit will ever be. So even reduced, whether yours is reduced, his is reduced, whatever the factor is, your benefit's larger. As long as both of you are alive, you will not get a spousal benefit from him.
Okay.
Now, if he should,
what about if he passes?
Yes.
Now, if he should befall some unfortunate event and he's no longer with us and you're single at that time, then if his benefit is larger, and there's a couple things here, if he has started receiving his benefit before he dies, that is the basis for the spouse or for the widow's benefit. So as long as you are full retirement age or older when he dies and he's receiving a benefit, boom, that's the number. If it's larger than your number, that's what you get. If you're under full retirement age when he dies, then you get a reduced benefit. If he takes it before he gets to full retirement age, then the benefit is, that's the number. So it could be more, especially if he's had a higher earning history than you.
It's hard to follow, I know, Joni. I'm not sure that...
But let's assume that you both live at least 10 more years. You're in your 70s. He's receiving his Social Security benefit. It's more than what you're receiving. He waited until 70 to take it. He's getting $3,300 a month. I'm purely making this up. And unfortunately, he dies. You get $3,300 a month at that point.
What if he's married?
Has nothing to do with anything. The only thing that matters is, are you married? Whether he's married, whether he's been married five times at 10 years a pop, and every one of his ex-spouses is single, and every one of his ex-spouses and his current spouse are receiving a benefit.
Yeah,
everybody gets their own full benefit.
Which is a nice thing.
You want to know why it's going broke?
It's not going broke. Stop it. Don't say that. But yes, that's...
Okay, so then I would still have to be single. That's the deal. If I'm married, then it doesn't work.
Correct, because once you're married, Joni, you're now tied to your new spouse. Until, as long as that marriage lasts. And if it ends, then, you know, you
unless he dies before you get remarried, and then you can get the benefit and not lose it.
Well, that's it. How old is he, Joni? I'm sorry.
He's younger. He's just turning 61. He's about 9 months younger than I am.
Oh, all right. Well, you're essentially younger. The same age. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Now, if you'd been born prior to January 1st, did you turn 61 this year, or are you going to be 62 this year?
I did. I turned 61 in January.
Oh, okay. Well, if you'd been born like a year earlier,
a year and a month earlier,
you would have been able to collect a spousal benefit at full retirement age,
leaving yours to grow until 70.
Right, but it doesn't matter now because Congress changed that rule. So
took it away from you.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
So if I was to take a spousal benefit. That's assuming he's alive. Then I would have to do something with mine or not, or just let it grow.
You will never get a spousal benefit. A, yes, it means he's alive. B, because you were not born before January 2nd of 1954, you can never apply for just the spousal benefit. Anytime you apply for a benefit, you must apply for your own benefit first. And your own benefit is larger than the spousal benefit, which means you will not get a spousal benefit.
Not true of the widow's benefit.
Widow's benefit's different.
Right. But for a spousal benefit,
that's true. You're not going to get it.
Okay, so if I apply for my benefit at age 70, and if I want to keep working, is there a limit to the income I can make and still collect my Social Security?
No, and in fact, that income limit goes away when you get to 66, your full retirement age, which is probably 66 in 2 months. So
okay.
It goes away completely when you get to full retirement age. So if you want to work till 70, that's fine too. If you want to work past 70 and you want to receive a Social Security benefit, you can apply for your Social Security benefit and keep working and make any amount of money you want once you get to full retirement age or later.
Okay, that's great. That's good to know.
Does that help you out, Joni?
Well, very good. Yeah, it helped me a lot. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling. Once again, asking great questions. Spousal benefit, different. You can, we said this last hour, we'll say it again. You can get the widow's or survivor's benefit without having applied for your own.
Spousal benefits are different. If anybody applies before a full retirement age, they must apply for their own. If anybody who was born after January 1st, 1954 applies for a benefit at any time, they must apply for their own. So there's a little bit of a difference in there, at least for another three and a half years, depending upon when you were born. But basically, if you were not born, in her case, her benefit is $1,600 plus projected at full retirement age. That's more than a spousal benefit could ever be. And she was not born in time to still have the restricted application, which means that whenever she applies, as long as they're both alive, she has to apply for her own, which is more than the spousal.
And it's important to clarify, because when you said that's more than a spousal benefit will ever be, somebody might say, well, who cares? I mean, don't I get mine and a spousal?
No.
That is not the case. The actual definition of the spousal benefit, Professor Plum, let's say that your own benefit is $600 a month at, you know, full retirement age, and your spouse's benefit, your spousal benefit is $1,100.
And you're not getting $1,100 spousal benefit.
You're getting
$600 of your own benefit and $500 of a spousal benefit. Now, it's coming in one check. It's coming in one transfer.
Right.
You don't see the breakdown between the two of them, but that's what you're getting.
Right. Now, if your benefit is, instead of being, what did I say?
Six.
$600 is $1,600. The spousal benefit, the spousal benefit would be $1,100. Well, it's $1,600 is more than $11. You're just going to get your $1,600. So the spousal benefit goes away.
And right now, for somebody retiring now in 2016, the highest full retirement age benefit that could be created based on the work history, working at the limits, the very highest wage base for every year of your life, it's just shy of $2,700 a month. And if the spousal benefit is equal to 50% of that number, then the maximum spousal benefit's just shy of $1,350 a month. $1,600 is still higher than $1,350.
There it is. Okay, now we had Helen. I don't know whether you're still there. I don't think you are, but you had a question, a good question. We'll answer it anyway because it's one people have. 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back with more. Give us a call.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday. And they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. We got a couple of lines open for you right now. If you've got questions, we've got answers for you. 877-752-6637. I would suggest you get on board right now. Got to get some emails, too. We'll get those in just a couple of moments. If you want to email us, it's at our website, Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealtheds.com. Now, Helen couldn't hang on, but let's just answer her question anyway very quickly. It was kind of on theme anyway, the theme directed by the callers, of course.
Yes.
Who want to know about some of these things. We were talking about different aspects of a divorce and retirement planning. And one of them came up with at least three calls that we had regarding ex-spouses and Social Security. Now, Helen's question wasn't really on ex-spouses, but it had to do with the retirement earnings test that you had mentioned before. Now, whether you're a spouse, an ex-spouse, or a survivor, a widow, widower.
It doesn't matter what kind of benefit you're receiving, or whether it's your work record it's coming from or somebody else's work record it's coming from. If you're under full retirement age, now currently full retirement age is age 66, but it's soon going to start increasing to age 67. If you're under full retirement age, and you are working, and you want to receive a Social Security benefit, or you're receiving a Social Security benefit and you want to work, you may have issues. If you are under full retirement age for every month of the year, and you're receiving a benefit, any income over $15,720 for the year will reduce your Social Security benefit. They'll ask for it back. A couple years later, they're going to send you a notice and say, hey, you were working and receiving a benefit, and you were under full retirement age, and you're over the threshold, give it back. They're going to take back $1 of benefits for every $2 you're over the threshold. Now, don't worry. If you're working right now, and you want to retire this year at some point, and you're not receiving Social Security benefits yet, but you're going to retire, maybe you want to retire in September. You're 63. And you say, I'm going to retire in September, and I would like to get my Social Security started in October. That's fine, because you're not receiving a benefit at the same time that you're earning an income. And instead of using an annual threshold, there is one time, 1 year, you can apply a monthly threshold. So as long as you're not earning an income in the months that you're receiving mm-hmm. the benefit, you're okay. But normally, you're looking at an annual threshold. Now, if you do reach full retirement age during the year, they're only going to look at the earnings in the months prior to the month you turn full retirement age. And as long as those earnings don't exceed currently just shy of $42,000, you can be receiving a Social Security benefit during those months before you turn full retirement age and not have to give any of it back. Yeah. But if your earnings exceed just under $42,000 in the months prior to receiving full retirement age and you were receiving a Social Security benefit during those months, you're going to give some of it back.
Yeah.
$1 for three on this one.
Right. And they aren't always going to ask for a check once they discover it. They may just say, well, we will withhold Social Security benefits after you apply until you make up.
Put a payment plan in place.
Yeah. I could see that. All right. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. We still have two lines open now. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. And that's what we do. We're going to do this for Marie somewhere in Virginia. Hello, Marie.
Hello.
How are you today?
No, not so hot. I'm in a nursing home.
Oh, sorry. Well, how can we help you today?
If you're in a nursing home and you have your IRA, is it taxable for income tax?
The distribution from the IRA is going to be a taxable event. So if you take out $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 from your IRA, it shows up on your tax return. Now, the question is, the fact that you're in a nursing home, there are usually quite a few expenses of going along with that nursing home that can become a deductible expense. So in many respects, we can use the deduction for some of the issues that are going on in the nursing home to offset the income coming out of the IRA.
Do you have a lot of expenses in the nursing home,
deductible
Marie?
Expenses.
Yeah, deductible, yeah.
Yes, $7,300 a month.
Yeah, so assuming they were all deductible, you could take out a lot of money out of your IRA without paying in taxes because one's washing out the other. But yes, the money coming out of the IRA is going to show up on the tax return. And then the question is, how much of that $7,300 can I deduct and offset the taxable income from the one? Now, are you 65 or older?
Oh, yes, I'm 86.
Oh,
wow.
Don't sound 86.
My husband is also here, so we have two. Two IRAs to take from.
So when you take the money out of the IRA, it shows up on the tax form. That increases something called your adjusted gross income. So if I take out $20,000, it increases my adjusted gross income by $20,000. Because you're 65 or older this year, you can itemize certain medical expenses to the extent that they exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. So the more money you take out of the IRA, the higher the adjusted gross income, the higher the adjusted gross income, the higher the threshold for deductible expenses on medical expenses are. But it doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to deduct a big portion of it. A big portion of your expenses will be a deductible itemized deduction, offsetting a very big portion, if not all, of the IRA distribution.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I wanted to know all about. You know, I had heard that they didn't tax your IRA if you're in a nursing home.
Well, they do and they don't. They tax it, but because you're in a nursing home, you generally have a lot of expenses that you can deduct. So it kind of washes out, but it's still a taxable event.
Oh, uh-huh. Another thing, can I ask you another question?
Sure, go ahead.
If your daughter is the only one in your will, can she just go to the courthouse and have probate?
Well, the will put whatever goes through the will through probate. So any personal accounts, real estate assets and things of that nature will have to go through probate. Depending upon the state that you live in, that your residence is in, and the state where the real estate, if any of it, is located, probate may or may not be a big issue. Now, in some states, it's just a statutory fee, a percentage of the assets, and so it becomes a little expensive. Other states, it's very easy to go through it unless there's a contestation where somebody says, no, that's not the way it's supposed to go. But you have to pay the courts to basically change the title. Depending upon the state, that is either a very cumbersome process, expensive process, or an easy one. I don't know Virginia. I don't know the probate process in that state. In the state that I live in, it's basically a percentage of the gross value of the estate, depending upon the assets. Some assets are more expensive than others, and it's just a hassle. It is also open to publicity. So anybody who wants to make a claim against your estate knows what's there. They can go and look it up and find out how much you're worth so they can either decide whether it's worth their time or not making a claim. And then that's going to cause problems in the probate process. So depending on what your assets are, if it's IRA money, like you talked about to begin with, you just name your daughter as the contingent beneficiary. Your spouse is the primary beneficiary, or your daughter is the contingent beneficiary, and then it goes to her automatically. There's no probate or anything. It's just hers. If there's other non-IRA type assets, then it becomes a little bit more cumbersome.
Does that answer your question, Marie?
To have a lawyer, then.
Do you have to have a lawyer? No, but in many cases, it makes sense.
Because she's the only one I have.
Right, and so that may, if your assets are not complicated, you don't have real estate in 15 different states, you know, you probably can do it on your own. If you've got a lot of real estate and other assets, you may want an attorney involved.
Marie, I got to take a break. If you have some more questions, we'll talk to you more about this off the air. I appreciate the questions and the call. And does not sound, she said 86?
Didn't sound 86.
Not 86, no. All right. Well, that's why we asked the question. We had to know if you're over 65, and you said you were. Okay, Carrie in Folsom, California. Hang on. You're going to be next. We've got lines open for you. Just a couple. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Taking your calls, 877-PLANNER. We got folks on hold, and we're going to continue right now doing what we can to answer your money questions. We got some emails to get to in a little while, but as I said, of course, as we say every day, the phone calls always come first on this program. We don't want to leave folks on hold too long. I'm going to move Carrie up next in Folsom, California. Carrie's got a question that is right on topic. So, Carrie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. So how can we help you today, Carrie?
Well, I was married for 17 years. My husband's older than me, but so he'll retire before I do. And it's been, you know, a while, like 10 years now that we've been divorced, but he made a lot more money than I did. And I just wondered, if I remarry, do I lose the chance to collect on his retirement rate?
Yes, actually you do. If you remarry, then you are now tied to the new spouse for benefits from Social Security. If that new marriage ever ends, then you can go back and pick whichever one is better. But it's all a matter of you're not eligible for an ex-spousal retirement benefit if you're remarried.
You're currently single, Carrie, right?
Right.
Okay, but you got someone on deck. Is that what you're saying, or what?
I got someone on deck.
Oh.
I just want to know, do I just keep him on deck forever, or do I remarry and possibly lose it if something goes sour between the on-decker?
Yeah.
Well, no, if something goes sour between the on-decker, then if that marriage ends, whether by death or divorce, now you go back to having the strings to the first ex-spouse. So you can pick up a benefit from that point. It's just while you are married, you can't have strings to the ex-spouse on the spousal benefit.
Is it a large? You said your ex made
good money,
considerably more than you did. So I'm guessing that the benefit you would get from that is fairly substantial, right?
I don't know. It's better than mine, but it's not like
Well, how big is yours?
Thing.
Yeah, how big is yours?
And mine's not very big either, because I have I'm self-employed.
Oh.
Okay.
And, you know, how that goes.
Right.
Yeah, you run the double-edged sword. We don't want to pay the tax, so we find all of our expenses to drive our net profit down, which reduces our Social Security taxes.
Yep.
But then, because we reduced our Social Security taxes, our income over the years doesn't show us much of a benefit in retirement either.
Exactly. Or home buying or anything else that you wish to do.
Well, what sort of benefit is the...
What's the projection for you?
Yeah.
I'm still about $80,000. A year is what I'm claiming, you know.
So what is your benefit? Like, what does your benefit look like? What are they projecting your benefit's going to be?
Not much. I think it's like $900 a month.
Okay. Well, there might be a couple hundred, $300-$400 a month of a spousal benefit from the ex if they are making $120,000 a year equivalent back in time for every year for 35 years. But, you know, it might be interesting to know whether you're worried about something that doesn't really matter, because if their benefit's only projected to be $1,800, then you're not going to get anything anyway.
Huh.
You don't get all of it. You only get 50% of their benefit, and that's if you wait till full retirement age.
Yeah, well, do you know what this new spouse's, potential new spouse's benefit will look like?
Well, I don't know. I think he makes like $125 a year.
Okay, well, then it sounds like his benefit will be similar, if not this, better than the guy you dumped earlier.
Well, there you go. You guys are awesome.
Well, I hope that helped you out, Carrie. Did you have any other questions?
That does. Yeah, that really helps out. No, I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you. Well, thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Well, if you have any other questions, you can hold on and we'll talk to you a little bit more. But thank you for the call, Carrie.
So the issue with Carrie isn't whether or not the old guy, the ex-spouse made more money. It sounds like the new spouse has got a reasonable income too. The only thing I'd look at is that ex-spouse healthy?
Well,
if
that's
the ex-spouse is about to die, I don't want to get married, and I'll get the survivor benefit, which they don't take away from you if you later get remarried after you're getting the spousal benefit or the survivor benefit.
Yeah, she had a qualifying marriage. They were married like 17 years. They've been divorced for well over 10 years or whatever. So that's the qualifying marriage. That's not a problem. If the ex-spouse should pass away
before she gets remarried,
right?
And she's over 60 or over full retirement age.
I missed it. Did we get her age?
We missed.
Okay.
But well, she could potentially start receiving the survivor benefit. Unfortunately, that means somebody had to die, specifically the ex-spouse in this case. And then her remarriage to the new guy would not affect that in any way, shape, or form.
But it has to happen before she gets remarried.
She has to become eligible to start receiving the benefit before she gets remarried.
Right. Darn. She's not still there, right? Okay. It would have been good to ask her. If she's 59 and she was thinking of getting married at, you know,
59 and 11 months?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that also depends on whether the guy's healthy or not.
Also, and the ex-spouse was a lot older than... Are you still there, Carrie?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm here.
Did you hear our discussion here? We were just pondering.
I'm 51.
He's what? What is it?
I'm 51.
Oh, 51. Oh.
Okay, we got to put off... If you've got 9 years, and if before
is the ex in good health, or is he really old?
He is 64.
Okay, well, you could be, you know, for Christmas and birthdays, sending him big boxes and cartons of cigarettes and things like that.
Oh, stop it! But the point,
I wouldn't do that.
No, I'm teasing.
He's joking. But the point, Carrie, was, as we were talking, that you could be, if you waited, we didn't know how old you were. You didn't sound that old. So
if between now and when you decide to get married, the ex-gentleman decides to or happens to pass away, and then you start receiving a benefit from that, but you're not even eligible for that for at least 9 years until you're 60 years old. But if you were to start receiving a survivor benefit, a widow's benefit, then get remarried after that, they won't take it away.
But you got nine.
You got a long way to go. This guy's not going to wait on deck that long, right?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd ask, Carrie. That's all. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks again. Glad she held on.
Yeah.
Well, we have to talk about this. That's why there were two parts to this whole thing. You have the spousal benefits for exes, and you also have the widow's benefits for exes.
And if she's, you know, maybe only recently she's picked up her income. She said her income was like in the $80,000 net self-employment.
Well, yeah.
If she keeps doing that from 51 till 66, her full retirement age is 67, actually.
Right.
She's going to probably, that's going to make her benefit larger than any spousal benefit is anyway. With that many 15, 20 years of $80,000, it's going to be more than the 50% of his benefit, even if he maxed out.
Now, she's 51. He's 64, the ex.
The ex is 64.
The ex is 64. I mean,
so by the time she gets to 66, 15 years from now? You know, he's getting up there.
Well, yeah.
But that means she's not
married. 79 or 80.
Yeah, so if she hasn't, you know, married this guy on deck or maybe picked up another one down the line, she could very well get a survivor benefit.
She could marry this person on deck, and then it doesn't work out, and then they get divorced. And
she could,
you know,
pick up this guy, marry him for 10 years, and then, after 10 years, get divorced.
Oh, man. See, you're talking about, you know,
and then she could have the pick of the litter at that point. Which benefit does she want?
Here you are. You're talking about sending the ex cartons of cigarettes, you know. And what, high cholesterol foods and everything like that for Christmas and
fast food discounts and gift certificates.
And so the chance that person won't last, and then you're saying they could get divorced, this new guy could get divorced. I mean,
I'm not talking the emotional side of life. I'm talking financial only.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we don't give marriage advice.
Thank God.
Well, look what you just did. But yes, this is true. Widows and widows benefits for exes have a slightly different characteristic than do spousal benefits.
They're not coordinated.
It's currently the only one, I think, that is not coordinated with the
Retirement benefit.
Yeah, with the retirement benefit, where you can collect on somebody else's record and not have to apply for your own.
Right. I mean, the spousal benefit is coordinated with your own benefit. The survivor benefit is not, primarily because the survivor benefit's available at age 60 and you're not even eligible for your own benefit at 60. You're not even eligible for a spousal benefit, retirement benefit, mm-hmm. until you're 62. So they just never got around to coordinating those.
Now the way they determine what the widow's benefit is, if the person who passed away was receiving a benefit at the time, that's the starting point
basically
for all intents and purposes, the starting point for determining your own widow's benefit.
Right. So unlike the spousal benefit, which is always based on the worker's full retirement age benefit, regardless of when they actually start receiving their benefit. The widow's benefit is based on what the person was receiving when they died. If they took it early, the widow will receive a reduced benefit because the worker received a reduced benefit. If they started late, the widow or widower will receive an enhanced benefit. It's based on what they were receiving when they died. Whereas the spousal benefit,
right.
doesn't matter when they took it, it's
their full retirement. If they hadn't received it yet,
it's basically their full retirement age benefit.
Yeah, we're going to just stick with that answer.
Yeah.
Consider that to be what it is. All right, we've got to take a break again. This hour has just flown by. But now we got some lines open. 877-PLANNER. We haven't gotten to the undoing the Roth conversion, but we still have some trivia coming up in just a little bit. We'll tell you what's coming up on the show tomorrow and more of your phone calls. So if you got questions on anything at all, whatever we've talked about does not have to be on this topic, you can give us a call, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming back right after this.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. We do take your calls in this program, as we have for quite a long time. We're going to continue to do so right now. We'll tell you what's coming up tomorrow. We may have some time for trivia, but of course, your phone calls come first. Let's move along next to Donna in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good today. Thank you.
Good. So what's up?
Well, I just got survivor benefits, and what happened is I lost my job. Right after that, I got diagnosed with heart failure. And so I applied for survivor benefits, which I didn't know I could get. My husband's been gone for 18 years. And now I'm being told that I might have to go on disability from my doctor.
Okay.
So what I'm wanting to know is, if I do have to go on disability, do I still get the survivor benefit, or is it one or the other?
It's the higher of the two. How much are you receiving from a survivorship benefit?
About $1,500 a month.
And do you know what your disability benefit will be?
I think it might be $17, around there.
Yeah, no, so what you would end up doing is losing, you'd only pick up $200 a month. How is your life expectancy? I mean, does it look okay, or is this going to be an issue for the rest of you, for the rest of your life?
It's going to be an issue for the rest of my life. Hopefully with the medications and stuff, I will, you know, be okay for a while. But I don't know the total results right now. I have more testing to be done. And right now I'm on medication, and they want to see if that helps make my heart stronger.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to look. I would try to not go on Social Security disability right away. The reason being is I'm getting $1,500 a month. Yes, I could get $200 a month, but if I think I'm going to live, you know, hopefully I'm going to live into 75, 80, 85, or if I hopefully you live past 70, when I get to 70, if I haven't taken the disability benefit, my $1,700 a month benefit will turn into like $2,400, $2,500. And so I give up $200 a month between now and 70, but then I pick up a lot larger benefit. Well, maybe $2,100, $2,200. I'd have to do the math, but still a lot more. So it doesn't take that many years to pay back myself the $200 that I was shortchanging myself. Now, how old are you right now?
I'll be 62 in July.
Okay, so you give up $2,400 a year for 8 years, and then maybe you pick up quite a bit more for the rest of your life. And so as long as the rest of your life is a somewhat reasonable number, I don't necessarily want to pick up that $200 a month now. I'd rather have it later. That's
right.
Why, unfortunately, okay. There's a lot of disabilities that definitely have an impact on shortening our life expectancy. And if 71, 72 is the life expectancy, I'll take the $200 a month now.
Okay.
Do you think now you're 62 now? Age 70 is a possibility, obviously, Donna. Is that
right.
Fairly likely, or you just don't know at this point?
Well, I think it's fairly likely.
Okay.
Yeah, because your benefit would go up to close to $2,300 a month for as long as you live after age 70. That mm-hmm. pays back, quite a bit of those $200 a month shortfalls.
What do you think? What would the break-even age be roughly here?
Oh, I'd have to do a little bit of math quicker than this.
You couldn't do a Okay. Well, I was thinking if we could figure out what the break-even age is. I mean, really, the question is, do you want to pick up an extra $200 or so bucks a month now, and then forego getting the larger checks from Social Security?
It's probably 74.
Age 74. So if you live beyond age 74, Donna, it makes sense to not take the disability, right?
You give up $200 a month for basically 8 years.
Right.
And you pick up $550, $600 a month
more
for the rest of time.
Right.
So okay. It's about a three and a half year break even with some other factors thrown in.
And I'm also wondering, on the survivor benefits, I think I can actually work part-time once I get feeling better. With disability, you can't work at all. Am I correct?
Disability's got a different set of rules. There's a three-month period or five-month period of time where you can earn any amount you want. And then there is an income limit that is lower than the survivor limit. The survivor limit is $15,720 a year, roughly $1,300 a month. Whereas the disability benefit to receive that, it's down, I think, around $1,000 a month. But there's income limits on both sides until you get to full retirement age. Once you get to full retirement age, there is no disability rules because disability changes to retirement. And then the same thing happens with the survivor rules. There's just no earned income limits once you get to full retirement age.
Does that help you out, Donna?
Yeah, that does help me out. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and best of luck to you. I appreciate the call. 62, got to make it to 74. I mean, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
And she had said that.
And she knows her health better than
exactly,
we do, obviously.
Exactly. All right. Okay. Do we have time to get to it? Tell you what, very quickly, because we are running out of time. What's coming up on the program tomorrow? I just had it here. Oh yes. Managing your bond and your fixed income investments. This is another thing that people are having difficulty with, Professor Plum, because of interest rates where they are. You know, it used to be you'd have a portfolio of stocks and you'd have a portfolio of bonds. The bonds and the stocks would not necessarily correlate. You had your safety in your bonds and you were getting a decent amount, and you had your riskier money in your stocks.
Right.
Now, of course, when it's paying nothing.
Well, to take away the risk, you're getting nothing. To get a reasonable rate of return, or what used to be considered a reasonable rate of return, you have to go out very long on the maturities. You're adding risk. In many cases, similar volatility that you expect from the stock market. But the difference is, at least with the stock market, we expect a X rate of return over a 8, 10, 15-year period of time. We don't expect that same rate of return out of a bond portfolio, and yet we have similar variability, especially on the downside. We're not worried about the upside so much, but the downside volatility is not too different than the stock market. So why would I do bonds and not be compensated for the same volatility? That's what I'm looking at as far as risk return, and everything's a risk return.
Yeah.
Am I getting compensated for the risks that I am taking? Right now, with in many cases, the bond market is just not there.
No, it's not there. And if interest rates go up the way we've been thinking they're going to go up, and I
who
just think
when.
They have to do this at some point, that's not going to help your bond. It's not going to help your bond portfolio at all. In fact, it's going to make the value of that go down. If you have to sell it, you're going to lose money. So it's all about managing these bonds. Are there perhaps some alternatives to bonds? We can get into that, Professor Plum. If there are alternatives to bonds, perhaps you can get a little bit more juice out of it.
Maybe.
Maybe? All right. So we're going to discuss that on this program tomorrow. We don't have time to get to the trivia. It came from the Federal Reserve. I'm going to make them rewrite that trivia because there are too many numbers in it. Or we'll just push it off till tomorrow. I don't know. Anyway, if you need the Brain Trust, we're out of time for this hour, but you want to talk to the Brain Trust off the air, Professor Plum, or any of the advisors from Lucia Capital Group across the country, you can get a hold of them off the air at 800 800-644-1150. That's their number off the air, 800-644-1150. You got questions on anything we talk about on the show, you can ask them. For Professor Rick Plum, I am Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.